Good morning. I am not Judy Springer. My name is Laura Christenberry, and Judy asked me to present on her behalf today. She had a really close flight and was afraid that the parade would throw off her travel plans. So I am here to present on Judy's work that she did using photo, voice, and whole body video games to engage families in health practices for successful aging. I want to acknowledge Judy, of course, as well as her co-investigators who are listed on the slide. I'd also like to acknowledge the financial support from an innovation grant, Office of the Provost, Milwaukee Area Technical College. Oh, and she has nothing to disclose. Okay, so the background is, a lack of physical activity has been linked to many chronic health conditions. However, much of the American population does not engage in any physical activity regularly, and many adults do not engage in leisure time physical activity, with alarming steady decreases as they age. The Healthy People 2020 objectives of 60 minutes of daily aerobic activity for youth and 30 or more, most if not all days of the week for adults, are unmet. Sound nutritional practices may also aid in chronic disease prevention. Many individuals have a friend or relative who has fallen. Physical activity has been seen as a preventive measure for reducing falls. Understood benefits include improved balance and muscular strength. While seniors are able to benefit from a number of physical activities, a modality that has gained popularity for many are the use of full-body video games such as Wii or Xbox, Kinect, bowling, golf, or tennis. For young adults who have concerns related to neighborhood safety and time constraints, full-body video games may be a workable solution as well. This is also really helpful in Milwaukee because it's cold for a very long time out of the year there. So, photo voice may also be referred to as a phononovela or soap opera. It places concepts in a relevant context and offers powerful role models, especially for individuals with low literacy levels. The photos enhance readability and comprehension of important health-related issues. Additionally, the integration of learners into project development increases the cultural appropriateness and sensitivity of the message and offers the flexibility to introduce socio-cultural issues. Photo voice has been used in disease prevention, community accessibility issues, and in older and younger population applications. The ability to identify, represent, and enhance a certain aspect of the community with an individualized approach makes photo voice a powerful health tool. Provided on the slide is a step-by-step process suggested by Palabroda et al. For developing a photo voice project. There are a couple of different suggested methods for photo voice project development. This is a particular one. A particular interest are the samples of a storyboard from a project aimed at increasing health literacy. That would be on your left. Specifically, increasing physical activity and healthy nutrition in a Latino population. An actual photo voice formed through collaboration of CDC and the U.S.-Mexico Border Health Commission is shown on the right. This photo voice focuses on issues of West Nile virus and people that are living on the border. Educational materials are used in locations on the U.S.-Mexico border region and for Spanish-speaking migrant laborers working throughout the U.S. While insect repellents may be expensive and not widely available in some parts of Latin America, they can be found on the border areas and in areas where Latinos live and work throughout the United States, and may play an important role in reducing disease risk, especially during outbreaks. As you can see, the individual does not have to speak the language to understand the health message being conveyed. Setting and purpose. Milwaukee Area Technical College has four locations in the Milwaukee area. Milwaukee is located right above Chicago on Lake Michigan. MATC is the most diverse student population of any college in Wisconsin, with a slightly older student population, average 27 years of age. 90% of the students are attending the school on a part-time basis, with the majority of students working and raising families. The study's purpose is to train participants to model healthy lifestyle practices and assist in the promotion of health strategies, and to refine, implement, and evaluate an intergenerational photo voice project focusing on successful aging. Participants were young adult members of two sections of a community college health and wellness course. The course was an elective, however, the physical activity portion of the course was required. Participants completed a release for physical activity form prior to participation and previewed the pre-post-test self-rated assessment in the first meeting. To examine the extent to which the program engaged participants, attendance, qualitative and formal inquiries, and formal evaluations were conducted. A post-training survey based on program objectives was administered to participants to determine their knowledge and learning changes. Analysis consisted of descriptive statistics of numerical data. Participants attended 6 weekly training sessions, 12 hours in total. Sample lesson topics are provided on the slide. Each session included topic-specific lecture, facilitated discussion, worksheets, and homework activities. The slide illustrates a small group activity where the participants constructed a sample photo voice in class prior to completing their own individual projects. The emphasis on the sessions was to reinforce principles associated with physical fitness activities and extend the learning of principles and concepts for successful aging. Physical activity was a part of each session, included a bowling tournament, Xbox Kinect track and field, adventure games, Wii tennis, golf, and Xbox Kinect's Dance Central. It also included more traditional activities such as strength training and circuit workouts. The campus offers physical education classes but does not have a gymnasium, which led to the desire to include full-body video games in the course offering. Training sessions were conducted by an exercise physiologist and a registered dietitian. Participants attended greater than 85% of the educational and training sessions. 5 participants did not complete the photo voice project. Participants reported high satisfaction with training sessions, especially those that included the full-body video games. The figure shows significant increase in self-reported knowledge and skills associated with young adults' ability to discuss nutrition, physical activity, and successful aging with older adults. Overall, findings indicate improvement with the relation to objectives identified for the project. Participants were older adult relatives or close personal other relationships to the students who were in the class. They were 50 years of age or older. Their primary responsibilities were to act as models for the photo voice project and to provide evaluative feedback to the participants. Older adults signed photo consents prior to project participation. Each individual completed a 6-term Likert scale type evaluation on the photo voice project with designated area for additional comments. Descriptive statistics were developed. 10 females and 9 males served as photo voice models and project evaluators. In one case, a young adult participant recruited a coworker for the photo voice project because they did not have a relative close by to participate. Older adult participants reported that the photo voice is a good learning tool for healthy behaviors such as physical activity and nutrition, noting the ease of understanding the photo voice, and the photo voice aided in their understanding of healthy nutrition practices. There's a few quotes from participants. While we were doing the photos, I was able to work with my dad on correct exercise technique and nutrition information. I'm 8 years old and walk daily. Doing these activities are very useful and keep me independent. I really enjoyed this project. My grandmother has early symptoms of Parkinson's. I took my Wii to her house and we played golf. We both had a good time and she felt better with the activity. Another observation was a grandfather who was asked to play with his grandchild for one of the pictures and became winded really quickly and realized that he was in a lot worse shape than he thought he was. So really bringing awareness to things that people might not have been aware of before. The participant who provided this project, and this is one of the photo novella photo voice pieces that was done, stated, "We have been looking for a way to talk to my father-in-law about health practices. This project gave us a way to begin the discussion. The photo voice illustrates an older gentleman eating a papaya salad, which is high in sodium, drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette, and being inactive. His daughter suggests going for walks and also counsels him on the results from his most recent blood work. The gentleman researches information on his own, chooses healthy fruit and vegetable options, walks with his grandchildren, and takes time to walk on his own. The next time he has his blood drawn, the numbers are improved due in part to his healthy lifestyle practices. This slide provides two more examples of participants' projects. On the right is an 80-plus-year-old grandmother on a Harley, and on the left is an older adult father who is concerned about his poor fitness. So different subject matters, but the same using the photos to tell the story. Participants reported high satisfaction with the program and an increased confidence in understanding and initiating healthy lifestyle practices, suggesting that this type of intergenerational project might be successful in other venues. We believe the physical activity program was the right balance between activity and fun for participation. Finally, the current project found that participants in a community setting were receptive to innovative strategies for disseminating health information for successful aging. Our study had a number of limitations. First, this study was without a control group and involved small numbers of participants and older adults. Therefore, the results reported may be due to chance enrollment of certain types of participants, which may have influenced findings in unpredictable ways. Second, certain aspects of this evaluation relied on self-reported data. However, the trustworthiness of findings was strengthened by both quantitative and qualitative data. The design and results of this intervention add to the growing body of literature on the use of photo voice to promote healthy lifestyle practices, specifically physical activity and nutrition. The use of innovative methods that encourage sharing of health information with families aids in the promotion of healthy lifestyle practices for successful aging in an urban environment. And then there's Judy's information if you have questions specific to her program. And I will leave that up. Thank you.